Welcome to an all-new TechNet Radio. I'm joined by Blaine Barton. I'm Crystal Tooney, by the way. I should probably introduce myself. Blaine, you know from IT Time. 5 years now, right, Blaine?
So that's going on 5 years, yep.
Going on 5 years. Well, this is really special for me to get to host this because you really are the expert here. You just came up with the book, and I have my own signed copy right here, Microsoft Public Cloud Services, Setting Up Your Business in the Cloud. Now, we were kind of joking earlier, and we said this is going to be like a To the Cloud series because back in the day, Microsoft had these kind of funny commercials, and I was like, To the Cloud! And everyone's like, what's the cloud? But, you know, we've been talking about this for a while now. You know what the cloud is. This day actually has come, and for small businesses, this is really transformational.
It is, actually. And you know, before we do that, let's take a look at that video real quick and see kind of what we're going at.
We're looking at a delay of anywhere between 15 minutes to 3 hours.
Seriously?
To the cloud.
What?
Check it out. I pulled up the screen from our PC at home. It's like we're right there at the house. Now let's see what recorded TV we have on there.
Oh, Celebrity Probation. Season premiere. Yay, cloud.
So, you know, actually the cloud is really here. It's real. There's hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people using the cloud. Some people don't even know they're using the cloud. But, you know, the book came about because I was inspired by a couple of students putting, you know, WordPress sites together, and they were using other types of cloud services. And I had a discussion around Azure, and they're like, can I put my WordPress sites in Azure? I said, absolutely. And basically, you know, created a job for these young ladies. So that kind of inspired me to put a book together that says, you know, there's a lot of different cloud services, but nowhere do we ever take a holistic approach to putting everything in the cloud. You know, if all I had was a phone, a phablet, right, or a laptop, and a printer, what would my business look like if it was completely in the cloud?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because the cloud seemed like it was so long ago. We were like, what does this even mean? And, I came to Microsoft from living in Lake Tahoe, and there were tons of small businesses there. And I can see how the cloud now would be a huge cost savings for a lot of these businesses.
Absolutely. You know, I'm old school. You know, as we look and we go back into the old school book, and we look at how, you know, IT was really, you know, provisioned and set up and deployed. You know, it's private cloud, is everything on premises, being responsible for all that hardware, you know, replacing hard drives. You know, I remember driving in the snow to replace a hard drive 3 a.m, right? So, you know, and taking care and nurturing that hardware and keeping that room, you know, if you're like in Florida where I live, you know, the AC bills and the lease to keep that hardware and, you know, to be able to replace hardware when you need it to. And so I just thought, well, let's take a look at, you know, we've talked a lot about in the past, and we will continue to talk about the private cloud and the public cloud and the hybrid scenario for large enterprises, you know, traditional IT, and then kind of marrying that with a hybrid solution for the public cloud services. But, you know, the book kind of focuses on small and medium businesses. It focuses on students, entrepreneurs, and more importantly, you know, BizSpark. The BizSpark champs, we talk about startups. So what a great opportunity to start with everything in the cloud, just provision those services. And you know, I wish I had that opportunity when I was younger to be able to go, okay, I'm going to take Office 365. I'm going to use Microsoft Intune and Microsoft Azure and those pieces and those services and build my business and get up and running. You know, traditional IT, old school, had to buy a server, right? Not only, we had small business server back then with SQL and Exchange. So not only did I have to, you know all the components in the hardware and be able to manage the hardware stack, but I needed to know SQL Server, I needed to know Exchange. You know, that's a pretty high level set of IT skills that folks need just to get up and running to get your business going. So, you know, today's world, you know, you pick the services that you want, you pay as you go, you only consume what you want to use, and you can get up and running very quickly.
Yeah, we're an a la carte society now, Blaine. That's get whatever we want.
Best service.
Just cherry pick, yeah. Cherry
yeah,
pick the
BYOD.
Services.
Bring
cherry
your
pick device. The services we need. Yeah, BYOD, exactly. So this is the beginning of the To the Cloud series. So this series, we're going to go through your entire book, chapter by chapter, break it down on TechNet Radio. So for the intro, you kind of have given a good idea about what it means to, you know, what the cloud can actually do for your business. But do you want to give a little demo before we go? Do you want to talk more about this?
Let's cover what we're going to cover in the episodes. So let's take a look.
All right, you're looking at the episodes. Blaine, do you want to take us through the episodes for the To the Clouds series?
So, Crystal, there are 11 episodes with this To the Clouds series. We start out with this episode one, you know, what the cloud can do for your business. And then I've got contributors that are coming on to each one of the shows that helped me put those chapters together. So chapter two, that's going to be with Jeff Mitchell, which is episode two. Episode three is going to be with Tommy Patterson. Episode four is going to be with Randall Galloway. Episode five is going to be with, and that covering Intune will be Kevin Remney, one of my peers in Central. We'll have episode six. That will be covering IaaS and virtual machines with Tommy Patterson and Young Cho. Episode seven will be with Adnan Cartwright. He's one of our MVPs out of the Florida area. Episode eight, we'll be covering remote app with Azure with Adnan Cartwright once again. Episode nine, we'll talk about applications from third party, and I'll be bringing in Janelle Carruthers, the TE out of the West Coast. And then episode 10, Alex Melchin, one of our influencers from Partner Tech House. And episode 11 with James Quick, the TE out of New York. So that's the rundown, Crystal.
Great episodes for the series. I'm really excited to see not only more from your book, because your book was excellent, but getting to see you and the other contributors really break it down in the series, it's going to be awesome, Blaine.
Yeah, and I have to give, you know, a shout out for those folks that helped me. There's a lot of work, you know, was done behind the scenes to put this together. So so let's get started with episode one. And that's really what the cloud can do for your business, right?
Hey, cloud.
So the big thing I was trying to accomplish was, you know, we have over 200 cloud services, but nowhere do we ever kind of bring it all together in a holistic approach, or, you know, from looking at the business owner's perspective, or the startup, or the student building their own business, you know, the centralized console where you have access to Office 365 and Microsoft Azure and Microsoft Intune. And then that also feeds the, what we refer to, we hear kind of buzzwords around, the Internet of Things, right? So devices and applications, how they interconnect and ultimately give a user an experience like no other. So when we bring all these things together where there's really no connection to a private cloud infrastructure on-premises hardware, or, you know, if all you had was a phone and a tablet or a phablet or a printer, and you had those devices and, you put everything in the cloud from a public cloud perspective with, once again, Office 365 and Intune and Azure, you know, that's kind of what the book, you know, takes that wrapper around all the things we do and makes, I believe, a good story out of it, right? So as we move into this holistic approach, what we want to do is take a look at also, Crystal, the Microsoft Virtual Academy public cloud services, set up your business in the cloud. You know, you and I spent some time in the studio.
Yeah, we did. We put together a nice little course, mostly you put it together. I helped you along the way, but you really broke down the book and chapter by chapter gave live demos. It's a great resource for anyone who's looking to figure out how to set up their business in the cloud.
That's right. It's aka.ms/public-cloud-mba right on the screen there. But also, you know, what I did is we just kind of broke it down. We were doing the work in the studio and covering each of the chapters in the book or the modules in the Microsoft Virtual Academy. You know, we kind of do an overview of each of the chapters in the book, but we really don't go step by step. The book really covers, you know, more in depth how to set up everything. We kind of cover what, you know, the highlights of each chapter. So tune in to the public cloud Microsoft Virtual Academy to get more information on the book.
Well, Blaine, we did that Microsoft Virtual Academy course a while back. We released it at the beginning of July, and it was a good way to break down demo-wise. I think if you're an interactive, more visual learner, the MVA course, which you can see the link right there, aka.ms/public-cloud-mva, that link will take you to the course, and it's a great resource if you're trying to set up your business in the cloud. Each one of the modules really goes through how to do it step by step. But the book, if you're more of a tried and true, I learn by textbook kind of person, your book is an excellent resource for really getting your business up and running in the cloud.
I appreciate that. You know, one thing I tried to do too is not have the chapters rely upon the next chapter, right? So if you just wanted to go in and learn about Microsoft Dynamics CRM, you can go to that chapter, right? If you want to know about Windows App Studio, you can go to that chapter. Intune, go to that chapter. So I kind of broke it up to where you can have the flexibility. If there's something you want to dive into, you can go ahead and just go to that particular chapter. So I think, you know, the modules are somewhat similar.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, it's all set up based on the way that you wrote the book, which I think makes a lot of sense. So even this series, right, our To the Cloud series here on TechNet Radio, we're going to break it down episode by episode based off of the way you organized your book.
Yeah. So, I appreciate all your help with the MBA course. And so once again, that's the book, a look at the book. But more importantly, I want to thank, you know, BizSpark for helping out with the book as well. I'm a BizSpark champ. So if you're looking at starting your own business, it's getting free software and support. If you've been in business less than 5 years, making under $1 million a year, and you're not publicly trading, then, you know, BizSpark, if you're developing using software and services or using Azure or using Visual Studio, you know, you get 3 years access to full-featured products with MSDN. You get $150 of Microsoft Azure, 4 MSDN support incidences, access to, you know, to investors and advisors and mentors. And so the visibility piece is a good piece for startups. So if you're interested in that and you qualify for that, make sure to reach out to me, BlaineBarr@Microsoft.com. And you can go to aka.ms/go-bizspark for more information.
Do you know if you're qualified again? Do you want to call that out?
Less than 5 years in business, make under $1 million, and you are not publicly trading like on NASDAQ. Those, and you're building something, right? I mean, the biggest thing is when you're in Microsoft Azure, I look at that as a workbench, right? Where I can go in and I can build stuff. I can take, you know, Visual Studio and write code or build mobile apps or use web apps, or, you know, I can go in and build virtual machines. There's lots of things you can do in Azure. And if you're building software and services, then you qualify for BizSpark.
All right, Blaine, that's a great BizSpark offer, as we know, for startups. So is there anything else you want to let people know about in terms of chapter one, episode one here for the To the Cloud series?
Yeah, I mean, this is really the kickoff to the series. And so if you want to watch the whole series, I encourage you to do so. If you want to jump to a particular episode, go for that. You know, it's whatever they want to do. But more importantly, I want to say, you know, thank you, Crystal, for, you know, working in the studio, getting the MBA out the door. You know, all the contributors that are, I'm going to be talking to you throughout the episodes, and Karen Cizal, the editor of the editing team, Microsoft Press. So, you know, with that, you know, I want to wrap things up here and thank you and everyone else.
Next up, Jeff Mitchell and Office 365 for episode 2. Blaine, is there anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I think we should go to the cloud.